My fellow Americans and all those that love God and liberty from around the world, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program on this Friday night in the great USA. By the way, we're coming to you from our headquarters for police and soldiers, two organizations here at our headquarters in Idaho County, Idaho, USA. So it's good to have you with us on this Friday night, TGIF to everybody here in the United States. We know, of course, that we hear from people around the world, and it's not Friday in all of the world, but it is here in the USA. We're happy today to have on with us a guest talking about a very serious subject. You know, some time ago, let me pull this out here, we published an Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues for lawmen and soldiers, Special Issue 15, in the winter of 2001. And it's a whole issue of Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on the abortion killing business in the United States, the baby killing business in the United States. And it's, I think, is one of our best works because it's written, everything's written by police and soldiers for police and soldiers. And it talks about the abortion issue in America and those making millions and millions of dollars off killing the innocents out there across the land. And so this tells you that we're interested in all forms of crime in the United States and around the world. We're interested as police officers in all kinds of criminals around the world and throughout the United States. And so tonight we're happy to talk about something that's going to help a lot of people and educate a lot of people and save lives for a lot of our young ladies out there. And that is, we're going to be talking about breast cancer and its connection to abortion. Very, very interesting. Some things that probably most of our audience has not heard a lot about. We're going to introduce at this time Karen Malik, and Karen is the president of the Coalition on Abortion Breast Cancer, and we'll be back after the break and get Karen on the line here, and we will get into this very important subject for all of us who have ladies in our lives. Stay tuned for more of the Officer Jack McLam program. See you right back.
You want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time, by creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
Here on the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old cop Jack McLam, retired up here in the great Rocky Mountains of the USA, and I'm honored to have Karen Malik on with us tonight. As I said, she's president of the Coalition on Abortion Breast Cancer, and I have her bio here, and my goodness gracious, it's impressive. She's done a lot of writing. One article appeared in the Journal of American Physicians and Surgeons on, and the name of it is the Abortion Breast Cancer Link, How Politics Trumps Science and Informed Consent. And she's worked with a few, a number of doctors, and one was Professor Joel Brand, PhD, author of the only quantitative and comprehensive review of the abortion breast cancer research. And another doctor, Chris Caleborn, it looks like, author of the book Breast Cancer, It's Linked to Abortion and the Birth Control Pill. Now, Karen has lectured all over the United States and in some European conferences and has given countless interviews to newspapers, magazines, journals, talk radio shows, and so forth, and before the state legislative committees. And she went on the United Nations Conference on the Rights of the Child as an accredited journalist and participated in panels there. So with that said, we could say so much more. I'm just honored to have Karen Malik on with us tonight, who is in the fight to try to stop these baby killers across the land, at least show how our dear ladies in our lives are expanding their potential for cancer by having abortions. Karen, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program tonight.
I'm very pleased to be with you tonight.
Oh, it's good to have you on, my dear. This is a subject that sadly hits almost every family in America. And of course, many times we're not aware of it because our children are being spirited off by teachers and counselors, school counselors, to states where they could get abortions without our knowledge. I'm a 60-year-old man. I have three boys and nine grandchildren. And I don't like that, Karen, and mainly because, number one, we as Christians, we know, of course, that this is a living baby and we shouldn't be murdering babies, but also, the horrible psychological and physical risk that this puts our children under and the women in our lives under. So, Karen, I want to give the microphone over to you, and you do what you know you need to do to inform our audience about this very critical issue of the link between breast cancer and abortion. Go right ahead, Karen.
Okay, well, the first study dates back to 1957, and it was a study done on Japanese women. It showed a 160% risk increase for women who have abortions. The second study was done also on Japanese women in 1968, also showing a risk increase, and this finding was 51% risk increase. So we had two studies on record at the time that abortion was legalized in this country and the Roe v. Wade decision was handed down. But nobody told women about this ongoing research. And we had more research that was done in other countries during the 70s. And then in 1980, there were two researchers that did animal research here in this country. They're from Fox Chase Cancer Center today. Their names are Irma and Jose Russo. And they did research on rats. And they took a group of rats, gave them abortions, then exposed them to the carcinogen DMBA. And 77.7% of those rats developed breast cancers. Then they exposed virgin rats to the same carcinogen. 66.7% of those rats developed breast cancers. And then they took another group of rats, and these were rats that were allowed to have full-term pregnancies. 0% of these rats developed breast cancer after being exposed to the carcinogen. So this research done in 1980 prompted other researchers from the University of Southern California, Malcolm Pike and his colleagues, to do research on, this was epidemiological research, searching for a correlation or a relationship between abortion and increased breast cancer risk. They were looking for a statistical relationship here. And they found a 140% risk increase for American women who have abortions. And nobody told women about this.
That's incredible figures.
Yes, it is, as a matter of fact. But there were other researchers, and I want you to understand what the pattern is for this research. There is a pattern of scientific misconduct that has followed whenever there has been research showing a risk increase for women who have abortions. This is always followed by an effort in the scientific community to debunk that research, to deny it, to dismiss it. They put up research that is, they basically put up shoddy research to debunk it. And this was the first time this scenario was played out. So after that 1981 study by Pike and his colleagues was published, there were scientists from Oxford who came out with a study. And they said, ladies, don't worry about that 1981 study by Pike because our study is much, much larger and the results are entirely reassuring and abortion will protect you from breast cancer.
My goodness.
And which was not true. There's no biological plausibility for that at all. And if you look very, very closely at the study, it says only a handful of women had, in the study had had abortions, which means that the study was entirely irrelevant. It was a phony study,
You're
basically.
Right. But that's the best they could do.
That was the best they could do. But this is like the tobacco cancer link, where there, you know, there's a major effort going on. It's a wealthy industry, major effort to cover up the research, to deny, to put up phony research. And we saw with the tobacco cancer link that scientists and science were corrupted. Money, grant money was given to major cancer research centers, and that was something that was reported by the former Food and Drug Administration, Dr. David Kessler, in his book, A Question of Intent. When he wrote about the tobacco cancer link, he said there were major centers in the U.S., and he named names, cancer research centers that accepted money from the tobacco industry even after finding a link between between tobacco and cancer. So we're seeing this again with the abortion breast cancer link. There were government scientists in 1986, one of them from the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, the other one from the National Institutes for Health. Their names were Bruce Jadle and Phyllis Wingo. They and two other epidemiologists wrote a letter to the British journal Lancet in 1986.
Was that a medical journal?
Yes, it's a medical journal, prominent medical journal, and they said in their letter, induced abortion before first term pregnancy increases breast cancer risk. And that statement was made, although there were only two American studies at that time showing risk increases, and there was the animal research by the Russos, and yet they felt confident enough about this risk increase and this relationship between abortion and increased breast cancer risk that they felt they could talk about a cause-effect relationship. And that was in 1986, and they never told women about this. Now, one of those researchers, Phyllis Wingo, who was working for the Centers for Disease Control in 86, went to work for the American Cancer Society in 1997.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, American Cancer Society researchers looked at the abortion breast cancer research, and they did a review of the research. At that time, in 97, or by that time, there were 11 out of 12 American studies that reported risk increases for women who had abortions, and most of those 12 studies were paid for, at least in part, by the U.S. National Cancer Institute, which is a federal agency. 8 of those 12 were statistically significant, which means scientists were 95% certain that the results obtained were not obtained by error or chance, through error or chance. But nevertheless, even though Wingo's own research showed, even though her own data showed risk increases for women who have abortions, she still said in her conclusions, we cannot reach a definitive conclusion here. So she flip-flopped.
Yes.
She flip-flopped from her 1986 position, in which she said there's a cause-effect relationship here, in so many words, to, well, we can't reach a definitive conclusion. But they had even more research available by then.
My goodness. Okay, hang on, Karen. We're coming up on our second break. Also, I'd like you to tell them the marvelous story of why this happens and how God protects the mothers
out
there. Wonderful story. We'll be right back with Karen Malik on the Officer Jack McLam program.
Today, the media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a dangerous cold and flu season. What will you do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative with 7 years of clinical studies called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and to be at least up to 300% more effective than any other silver product on the market. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, eye, ear, and respiratory infections, and many more, yet completely safe for everyday use by children and adults of all ages. Call International Health now for a complete information pack with CD at 800-974-1879. Let the power of supercharged silver protect you and your family. That's 800-974-1879. We're so sure it works. In fact, we guarantee it. Call 800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
You think this is a strange story we're talking about today on a police and military show? Well, it isn't, because police and military live in reality. Police officers and soldiers live in reality. We know about death. We know about injury. And we are here to try to protect as much as possible. And Karen Malik is here for the same reason. Something I didn't tell you about Karen is that she's a 13-year survivor of colon cancer herself, was a school teacher for 8 years. She cares about people so much she spends her life digging out the truth and getting it out so people can be safer. And Karen, you shared with me this morning a story that made almost truly brought tears to my eyes of God's perfect plan and the protection he has for our women in our lives out there, and how man gets in there and can certainly mess it up. Would you share that story with us, Karen?
Sure, I'd love to. I'd like to preface it, though, with a statement that not all women who have breast cancer have had abortions. In fact, most women who have breast cancer have not had abortions.
Very interesting, yes.
But abortion is the single most preventable cause of breast cancer. It's a preventable risk factor for breast cancer, and not all the risk factors that are known, not all of them are preventable. Some of them are outside of our control.
Truly, yes.
But with the abortion breast cancer link, there's a plausible biological explanation for this link. Women know that when they get pregnant, if they're carrying a normal pregnancy, I'm not talking about a first trimester miscarriage, but a normal pregnancy, then they notice one of the first signs that they observe is that their breasts have grown. They've started to get larger, and this happens very, very early in pregnancy. And the thing that is causing that is a hormone called estrogen. Estrogen is known to be connected to the development of most breast cancers. When women are overexposed to estrogen, that is connected with the development of most breast cancers. And women are never exposed to more estrogen at any time in their lives than when they are carrying a normal pregnancy. And that estrogen is stimulating the breast tissue to start multiplying. It's stimulating normal and cancer-vulnerable breast lobules or breast tissue to multiply. Girls are born with cancer-vulnerable tissue called TDLUs. These are terminal ductal lobular units. This is where cancers are known to arise. These are also called type 1 lobules. Some of these mature a little bit at puberty into type 2 lobules. But if a woman has never carried a pregnancy to term, if she's never had a child before, then she has types 1 and 2 lobules only in her breast. And that estrogen is stimulating those lobules to multiply week after week after week during the first two trimesters of pregnancy. Then at 32 weeks of pregnancy, this is in the third trimester now, there's another process that kicks in to shut off that cell multiplication process, and it starts maturing the breast tissue now into cancer-resistant milk-producing tissue.
Cancer-resistant tissue.
Cancer-resistant tissue now in the third trimester. This is the process that protects her against the estrogen overexposure that she experienced in the first two trimesters of pregnancy.
Yeah.
So, and there's another hormone that plays a role in doing that in the third trimester. It's called HCG. And that is responsible for the full and the protective breast maturity. It matures the breast tissue into types 3 and 4 lobules. So the scientists know that women who have more children, the epidemiologists have found in the past that women who have more children have a lower lifetime risk for breast cancer. And this is the reason, this is the biological reason for it. It's because with these full-term pregnancies, the woman gets more cancer-resistant tissue, more types 3 and 4 lobules, and this is a permanent change in the structure of their breast. But the woman that had the abortion, she misses out on the third trimester protection process that protects against that estrogen overexposure. She went through that cell multiplication process, and now she is left with more TDLUs, more cancer-vulnerable breast tissue than what she had before she became pregnant. So that's why she has the greater breast cancer risk. This is why scientists have found that women who've never had a full-term pregnancy have a higher risk, and they first made that observation in the 17th century. They noticed that nuns had a higher lifetime risk for breast cancer than did childbearing women, and that's when scientists first realized that childbearing was protective.
Very good. Karen, hang on to that thought right there. This is just absolutely amazing how God made the woman and protects her, and we'll get into the rest of that, Karen, when we return. We're going to take a 3-minute break, folks. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies, utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
At 11:40 p.m. on April the 14th, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today you honor similar ship, the USS America. She too is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security, and there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we're on course with a similar destiny. The question is, what are you going to do? Hop aboard our well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great tasting, dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Preparedness never made more sense than it does today. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
It is amazing, folks, is it not, how God made the body and how God made everything perfect, and it takes man to get in there and mess things up. So we're so happy to have Karen on tonight. Karen, pick up where you left off and continue with this amazing story of how this is a protection for the ladies out there, please.
Well, childbearing offers the only mechanism for a woman to mature breast tissue into cancer-resistant tissue. This is why scientists have found, and they've known this now since 1970 when a landmark study was done in, it was published in the World Bulletin of the World Health Organization, and these were Harvard researchers. So this is a very well-known study in the area of breast cancer research, and they found that women who have early first full-term pregnancies have a reduced lifetime risk for the disease. They found in that study, this is a huge, huge study done, and it involved 17,000 women, and they found that a young woman who has her first full-term pregnancy before the age of 18, and this is scientific fact and not social commentary, because we're not encouraging women to go out and get pregnant before they're married, but the scientific findings showed that the woman who has a first full-term pregnancy before age 18 has a lower lifetime risk for the disease. She has one-third the breast cancer risk of the woman who has her first full-term pregnancy at age 35.
I see.
So, and the reason, the biological reasoning for that would be that the sooner you get your breast tissue matured into cancer-resistant tissue, the better off you are when you are exposed then to a carcinogen. You have some defense against that.
Yes. I can see, Karen, where this type of exposure you're talking about, that the scientists, the doctors, medical professionals have been hiding this for political reasons, and my goodness gracious, with the great push on across the world to lower the population of the world, we can certainly see why they don't want this kind of research going out to the women out there that they hope will all run down and get abortion.
Well, this is a huge moneymaker. The abortion industry is a very wealthy, very, very wealthy industry.
Jeez.
And population control also commands a lot of money because, let's face it, the world's wealthiest men are pouring their billions of dollars into population control, and we have Fortune 500 companies that are donating to Planned Parenthood. In fact, we even have the Susan G. Komen Foundation, which is a breast cancer organization. It's a breast cancer fundraising business, is what I like to call them. They have given $1.3 million to Planned Parenthood. They did this between the years 2000 and 2003. And this is money raised by women in sneakers, handed over to Planned Parenthood. So there are a lot of moneyed interests in suppressing the population, keeping the population down. In fact, Henry Kissinger wrote a very famous memo when he was in the Nixon administration in the early 70s, and this memo is published on the website for the Population Research Institute, and it's an administrative memo that he wrote, and it says basically it offers justification for population control, and it says that American businesses need to have population control so that the United States can maintain its economic dominance in the world, and so that American businesses can have access to the world's resources. The thinking behind this was that if you have population pressures in some of these nations, then this is going to bring about civil unrest. And whether or not there's any scientific basis for that, I question that. But
sounds phony to me. Yeah.
Yes, it does to me, too. But this is the justification that was put forward. And as I said, anybody can see this at the Population Research Institute's website.
Yes. Dawn, we've got somebody on the phone that's holding on for us, a caller, Karen. And we want to go to the phones in just a few minutes, but let me ask you one last question here. This estrogen, there's a big push on and has been for years to get ladies to, now that you're talking about overdosing on estrogen,
right. There's
this big push on almost now makes me think it's a part of population control to get women to take more and more estrogen, both the synthetic and the real and so forth. What's that do to these ladies?
It's remarkable that they've been feeding women estrogen because in 1988, there was a study that came out entitled Estrogen as a Cause of Cancer, and they should have identified HRT, hormone replacement therapy, then as a risk factor for the disease, and they didn't do it until 2002 with the Women's Health Initiative studies that were coming out, and there are steroidal estrogens in hormone replacement therapy. There are steroidal estrogens also in oral contraceptives. The same ingredients in both. They made a big deal about HRT. They've made less of, they've made less noise about the oral contraceptives, but steroidal estrogens are on the nation's list of known carcinogens.
Mm-hmm.
And the steroidal estrogens are chemically the same estrogen as that which is produced by a woman's ovaries when she's pregnant.
Yeah.
So,
would you mind, Karen, if we went to the phones? We have a young lady hanging on that wants to ask you a question.
Okay, go right ahead.
Okay, let's go to Dawn in Maine. Dawn, welcome to the Officer Jack McGlam program. You're on with Karen Malik.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
Just want to tell you, this is wonderful information that you're giving. I hope there's a lot of women out there listening, and if not the women, at least their husbands. And I have a question. I was thinking, when you're speaking, that it seems like it would make common sense that women would have abortions when they're younger in their life, and then maybe later they would become pregnant and have full-term pregnancies. I was just wondering if the full-term pregnancy might counteract what didn't happen during the pregnancy when they were younger and they resorted to
having an abortion. Well, that's a good question, because there are risk reduction strategies that women can adopt if they are at risk.
Mm-hmm.
And whether or not they've had abortions. But the best way to prevent breast cancer, scientists say, is to have more babies, starting at an early age, and early means before age 24, and breastfeed them. And you can bring down some of your risk if you have a full-term pregnancy within 5 years after your abortion. You can bring down some of your risk.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would encourage people to adopt risk reduction strategies, and these are available on two websites, one of them ours at abortionbreastcancer.com. You have to go to our homepage at abortionbreastcancer.com and click on an icon that says, "What if I've had an abortion?" The other website is BCP Institute, BCP for the Breast Cancer Prevention Institute, bcpinstitute.org.
What was the first one, Karen?
The first one's abortionbreastcancer.com.
Okay.
Abortionbreastcancer.com. Click on the Why Aren't Women Being Told icon.
Well, I guess we both know the answer to that question, though.
And then go to the other website at BCP for Breast Cancer Prevention, bcpinstitute.org.
Okay.
And click on the online booklet there. And it's one of the later chapters in the booklet. I think it's chapter 12, and it's entitled Risk Reduction Strategies.
Okay.
And they offer you dietary strategies, exercise, avoidance of alcohol, because alcohol makes it more difficult for your liver to process the estrogen. And high fat also will make it more difficult to process estrogen. If you exercise, you know, women lose their periods now and then if they're athletic. And that can be good, because with every menstrual period, you're overexposed to estrogen. And if you've never had a full-term pregnancy, well, then that estrogen is stimulating your breast lobules month after month. And remember, you have TDLUs, terminal ductal lobular units, until you have a full-term pregnancy. And the TDLUs are where cancers are known to arise.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess that explains the huge market for the women who are not nursing, too. You know, whatever you call that stuff that you feed to babies, you know,
the formulas.
The formulas, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, they're making a fortune off of this.
Isn't it?
Well, they are, too, and the breastfeeding is a good way to prevent breast cancer. And, in fact, there was a widely reported scientific review of 47 studies in 30 countries. They did a paper after reviewing 47 studies in 30 countries on the benefits of childbearing and breastfeeding. And this was all over the papers 3 years ago. And they found that the breast cancer rates in the developed nations could be cut by over 50% if women would have more children and breastfeed them longer.
Wow. Isn't that interesting, Dawn and Karen, that our government promotes a woman going, having her baby, and 2 weeks later going right back to work where she can't
right.
breastfeed them.
That's
and
true.
And all these things they promote is causing women, become a part of the population control study, it seems mm-hmm. like.
And they fund Planned Parenthood. Our tax dollars fund
That's
Planned
right.
Parenthood. So we are funding breast cancer in this country. And isn't it also remarkable, given this information, and this, I'm not talking about anything controversial here about the protective benefits of childbearing, because all the scientists recognize that childbearing protects against breast cancer, mm-hmm. especially starting at an early age, before age 24. Nothing controversial about this, and this major paper says breastfeeding is one of the major ways to bring down breast cancer. Isn't it remarkable that not one of the cancer fundraising businesses has ever condemned Planned Parenthood for depriving women of the best way to prevent breast cancer?
Isn't it amazing? Yeah.
Well, it doesn't surprise me.
Yes. Thank you, Dawn, for calling in. Hope you'll call back again sometime, okay?
Thanks
and
for taking
Karen,
my call.
Karen,
yes.
give out that website again, would you? Your website there, because
yes.
I want everybody to go to that. And this information they can share with somebody in their family for sure.
Yes, it's www.abortionbreastcancer.com, abortionbreastcancer.com. I'd like to talk about these two lawsuits.
Okay.
And, pardon me?
Yeah, that's very important that we get that out, these two lawsuits. What I like
yes.
about it as a cop, Karen, is that the fact that we can shut down some of these abortion mills, murder mills, through these lawsuits, and I'm real excited about that. Go ahead and share that with the people.
Okay, there have been two successful lawsuits in this country, two in Australia now, and in both cases, these were young teenagers who obtained abortions without parental notice or consent. And the doctors who performed the abortions did not warn these young women about the increased risk of breast cancer or the increased risk of psychological harm. Neither one of these young women has developed breast cancer because basically she's too young. These women today are 19, 20, 21 years old, right in that age range. So they're too young to have developed breast cancer. But the fact that they were not warned about this risk permitted these two young women meant that these two women could go forward with a lawsuit and win their lawsuits. In the first case, this was a Pennsylvania lawsuit, and it was settled out of court. The amount of the settlement is confidential, but I know how much it was, but I can't reveal what it was. But it was a large sum of money. The second lawsuit was not settled. It was even better than that. It was an offer of judgment, which meant that the abortion provider said, we will accept liability against ourselves. See, in the case of a settlement, there's no agreement as to who's responsible or who's liable. But in the case of an offer of judgment, which the defendant made, the abortion provider made, there was an offer to accept liability. And that's remarkable because this came in the most liberal county of a very liberal state,
amazing.
Portland, Oregon.
Yes, very liberal. My goodness. Well,
so
praise the Lord. I'll tell you, that means God is moving across this land as God's people move. God moves. So that's exciting.
That's true. And there's another area with medical malpractice potential here, and I'd just like to briefly explain that. There is research showing that women who have a premature birth are at greater risk for breast cancer. And the biological reason is the same as that for the abortion breast cancer link. If the woman misses out on that third trimester protection process, then she's at greater risk. And so that means if she has a premature birth before 32 weeks of pregnancy, then she more than doubles her risk of breast cancer. And we have three studies now that say that.
Well, very important there, Karen, that we get these lawsuits going, because we can shut down these abortion mills through lawsuits if we're winning these cases, and there's case law out there. So very interesting. Folks, we'll be back, and sadly, we're closing out the show when we get back with only a few minutes left. I wish, Karen, you could come back and answer some questions for people sometime. So we'll be right back after this break. Hold on there, Karen.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Him that should offend any of these little ones. That's the Lord speaking, folks. Well, how many deaths do we have now, Karen, in this land? Over 50,000 or 50 million due to abortions. Do you know the figure now?
The estimate, I believe, is 45 million, last I heard.
45 million, my goodness gracious, what a absolute abomination. Well, Karen, we've got a couple minutes left, and I really wanted to get the phones opened up, but the information you're putting out, the people need to have, so we just didn't get to it, so...
Well, they can contact us at abortionbreastcancer.com.
There you go. There you go. Give
or
that again.
We have a toll-free number, 1-877-803-0102. That's 877-803-0102. And, you know, I'd just like to finish a thought and then just mention one other thought very quickly.
Go right ahead.
There is substantial evidence now that induced abortion is also linked with increased risk of a future preterm birth or premature birth. 51 out of 51 studies, statistically significant, and it's been documented now in the medical research. Preterm birth is linked with increased risk of breast cancer. A child who is born prematurely is at greater risk for cerebral palsy. Cerebral palsy wins huge, gargantuan judgments in medical malpractice cases. That's the other medical malpractice potential, the other area of medical malpractice potential. The other thing I'd like to refer your listeners to, if you go to our website at abortionbreastcancer.com, go to our home page. We have an enter page and then a home page. Go to the home page. There is a pink column on the right side. It says important links. The article on top is in a journal. It's from a journal, a bioethics journal called Ethics and Medics. The editor of this bioethics journal, Ed Furton, wrote a very critical article. In fact, he castigated the scientific community for, quote, failing to speak out against the shoddy research that's being advanced by those who deny the abortion breast cancer link. He says when the public learns that a causal link, a cause-effect relationship between abortion and breast cancer has been downplayed by the scientific community for reasons that are ideological rather than factual, the feeling of betrayal will be strong.
Wow, what an
easy
article.
It's an easy read for non-scientists. I'd strongly encourage your listeners to go to our website at abortionbreastcancer.com and read that article in Ethics and Medics. We've got two articles from that publication, so you want the one on top by Ed Furton.
Okay, there's the music, Karen.
Okay.
Karen, you're an angel and a gift
Thank
of
you.
God to all of us out here. Thank you so much for your very important work, and we hope to have you on more radio programs. I'm going to make it a point to try to get others to have you on. Lord bless you,
thank
Karen.
You.
Lord bless you and your group very much. We
Thank
appreciate
you so much.
Take care now. All
Thank
right,
you.
Folks. Good night, folks. This is the Officer Jack McLam program. This whole cop has to get out of here. Have a great weekend. See you on Monday, and Lord bless you real good. Good night.
Grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.